The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson, and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
The idea of the district consolation game doesn't immediately invoke visions of grandeur for fans, but what does is an old-fashioned blood feud, and that's what we get any time the Red Bone Springs and Clay County meet. The small neighboring communities have had plenty of strife when it comes to competition, and the tension will once again be high after these boys' squads have split a pair of contests already this year. As both teams hover a few games below 500, each of them desperately want a win to propel them into Saturday's Region 4A quarterfinals with momentum. Join us for the season's third Battle of the Bulldogs.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local, independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs, and that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Though CarQuest is the free game
sponsor,
others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Eco Panels of Tennessee builds your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home. Hermitage Springs. Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered. Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough. The next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we will preview tonight's boys matchup with legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Folks, welcome into the CarQuest pregame show for the 22nd time this year and the 5th time this postseason. We're proud to broadcast Clay County basketball. Tonight we're back in Dover Bond Gymnasium for the conclusion of the District 7A tournament. I'm Daniel Strong, and we're glad you've joined us. With me soon will be Doug Strong, joining me now, who is a man who's basically made this place his home over the last 8 days. Thomas Weaver. Thomas, you were the first in last Tuesday early, getting things set up, and feels like we've been here pretty much ever since.
We have. You know, when I was talking to some folks down here earlier, Leafs Academy has done a great job with this tournament, and it's right where it's supposed to be, Daniel. And it's been a great event.
Yeah, it has been great. You know, last year felt strange at Jackson County. Might have felt right to the old-timers. That's where it used to be. But starting in 1990, they moved over here, and it's what we're used to.
And we're back here tonight for rivalry basketball once again, Clay County and Red Bull Springs. It's just one of those that means a little more, Daniel.
It does. You know, two tight games this year already. They split. It could be argued that the loser maybe ends up being better because they're away from the district champ and all that stuff. Let me tell you something. Neither one of these programs is going to pull a shot tonight. They're going for it all.
Yeah, it's going to be a great game for sure. But, you know, we wouldn't be here for it without our sponsors on the Horizon Sports Network. We can't thank each and every one of them enough for getting on board and sticking with us. And there's another special shout-out tonight to Eco Panels of Tennessee and owner Shane Smith for making live video happen for all our viewers.
Absolutely. They kicked it off, I believe, last Tuesday with the boys' quarter. Going to shut it down here with the conclusion tonight.
And, of course, the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Dale Hall Horizon newspaper, so we hope folks pick up a copy of the newspaper next week for coverage of tonight's games. Up next, we'll talk about Clay County's most recent games in our Dale Hall Horizon recap segment. So stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show, where we're going to go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Dale Hall Horizon recap segment. The story, which will be out tomorrow, detailed the Dogs' two-point loss to Pickett County in the District 7A semifinals, where the Dogs missed out on playing for the league title tonight by the slimmest of margins. Clay County grew even with Pickett County with under 20 seconds to play on a Lance Burchett pull-up jumper in the lane before Pickett County dropped a game winner through the net to send them to the title game with a 64-62 win. Burchett finished with 15. Nate Adams had 16. Kyler Westmoreland, three big threes for 9 points. Andrew Smith dropped two other threes for 6. Mark Browning had 4, and Weston Burble 4.
Yeah, just a tough one. Love the guys' effort, though. Definitely, easily the best performance they had against Pickett this year. And honestly, it's one of those games kind of wish nobody had to come out and lose. Both teams play great.
Great contest. Folks, we encourage you to pick up a copy of that newspaper for all things Clay County, including basketball. And we ask you to stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Clay County and Red Bone Springs here on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue in Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. Time now for the Cumberland Exteriors Boys 7A Tournament update. Going to conclude this thing here tonight at Livingston Academy. It all got started 1 week ago on Tuesday night, February 13th, when Clay County got rid of Clark Range, the Buffaloes, 81-58. Then this past Saturday, semifinal action saw Pickett County win 64-62 over Clay. The other semifinal, it was Gordonsville 64, Redbone Springs 47. So tonight's action, the first one, this consolation game, it is the number 3 seed, Redbone Springs Bulldogs. They will be playing against the number 4 seed, Clay County Bulldogs, here. And immediately after this, the District 7A Championship game should be a good one. The number 1 seed, Pickett County Bobcats, against Greg Bibb, and the number 2 seed, Gordonsville Tigers. Pickett County 2-0 against Gordonsville this year. Doug, should be a good rematch of those teams, though.
Oh, yeah. This district's very even, so that'll be another good game tonight for that second matchup. It'll be a good one.
Looking over at District 8 with the teams that we'll be matching up with this coming Saturday night for Region 4A quarterfinal action over in that tournament. They started on Friday, the 16th. It was East Robertson that beat Merle Hyde in a semifinal game. Also, Joe Burns beat Knowledge Academy 70-58 in the other semifinal game. So that set up Saturday's contest. Their consolation game was Merle Hyde versus Knowledge Academy's a tight one-point win. Merle Hyde is the 3 seed out of that District 8 tournament. Knowledge Academy is the 4 seed. And then the championship game in District 8, it was the Joe Burns Red Devils who pulled off an 8-point victory, 57-49, over the East Robertson Indians. So we know this much. We know the loser of this contest that we're about to call will travel next Saturday to Joe Burns. The winner of this contest will travel to East Robertson. So some folks were a bit surprised at the outcome of that Joe Burns-East Rob game. So, Doug, either way, though, Redbone and Clay County are going to match up with two good teams in East Rob and Joe Burns.
Oh, yeah, two solid teams. Of course, when you get regional play, it ain't easy. So you expect good teams, but that's two real good teams. The two matchups regular season through the year with them was real good ball games. Joe Burns was on the losing of both, but then won that district. So it's going to be a tough one for either one you get.
Of course, Pickett and Gordonsville, they'll be matching up in some form or fashion with Merle Hyde and Knowledge Academies. And all we have to do is remember back to what happened to Clay County last year when we were the number 1 seed hosting Knowledge Academies. They came in as the 4 seed and eliminated Clay County from contention. So Gordonsville, Pickett County, neither of those teams safe moving into Saturday night's elimination games either.
Oh, no. That district's real similar to ours as far as 4 good teams. You know, the Merle Hyde bunch is a good team, too. They've played everybody tough all year. So, yeah, it's going to be a good one. Saturday night matchup is going to be good.
That it will, folks. That's been the boys' 7 and 8A update brought to you by Coleman Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof, metal, and more. The other folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. We've got a break here. Come right back and do the full coverage final word.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from there to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from there to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy-efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money-down, low-cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
Back here live from Dover Bond Gymnasium on the campus of Livingston Academy, right in front of this District 7A Consolation game. Going to wrap up the Carquest pregame show with a full coverage final word. Our last thoughts before tip-off, big rivalry contest. Anytime Redmond Springs and Clay County get together, Doug, two good games. The road team winning both of them this year. Tonight, a neutral side. So both teams on the road. How's this thing going to go down?
Well, the matchup's a great one. I mean, there's no secrets. Both coaches know what the others do. What Coach Edwards, I guarantee, has been preaching, keep that consistency up, the pressure. Get out there and play like it's your last game, even though it's not.
Right, not elimination here tonight, strictly for seeding. Of course, some folks would argue that you're better off to lose your consolation games. That gets you away from your own district champion. We don't buy into that kind of thinking, though, do we, Doug?
Oh, no. You're going to have a quality team, so you play and you beat who you got. Don't worry about that.
What about actually going to be playing the national anthem here. This is the early tip. We're going to go to break. Be right back.
You're listening to a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Dale Hall Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson and your hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution tackling projects of any size.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
And by Dale Hollow One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Back here, going to wrap up this full coverage final word right before the break. I was going to say, Doug, give us one thing you'd like to see improved upon for Clay County tonight. We have been playing well, though.
Yeah, well, we had that one little spurt the other night where we just kind of got out of what we've been doing, about a 2-3 minute spurt.
So it
was. Be consistent for four quarters. I mean, four quarters consistent is what you're looking for.
There you go. It's what it takes this time of year. That's been the full coverage final word brought to you by Ashong Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Sonda today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent. And he's got Clay County covered. Time now for the Clay County Funeral Home Boys starting lineups. Redbone Springs, their head coach, Dustin McKinney. They are the home team tonight, wearing those white home jerseys, red numerals on them, trimmed in black. Starting for Redbone Springs, all seniors. Number 0, Riley Thompson. Number 1, Chris Hackney. Number 3, Nate Logan. Number 4, Joseph Verbal. And number 5, the District 7A regular season MVP, Colton Copas. The Clay County Bulldogs, they are the visiting team on the scoreboard tonight, wearing those black travel jerseys, gold numerals on them. Their head coach, Rob Edwards, 24 season overall, 538 wins to 216 losses in his career. Starting for Clay County, a junior number 3, Lance Burchett. Junior number 10, Nate Adams. Senior number 22, Weston Birdwell. Senior number 24, Andrew Smith. And a senior number 30, Wyatt Browning. Starting lineup's been brought to you by Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect here at 423 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County to shoot at the hoop to our right during this first half of play. Redbone Springs will shoot at the hoop to our left. Here we are, third battle of the Bulldogs this year between these squads. Very familiar are these players with one another as well as the coaching staff. Time to get this thing on. Weston Birdwell going to step in against Copas to control for the tip. Birdwell controls that. Weston's done a good job this year of jumping for tip.
Yeah, he has, and that's kind of the feature matchup tonight. Colton Copas versus Weston Birdwell. We've seen two installments of it, and it's always fun, isn't it, Doug?
Oh, yeah. Weston, he's just a hard worker against a great player and does a good job.
Andrew Smith, corner 3, misses it all. Rebound Thompson. Riley Thompson pushes across the timeline. The defensive MVP of the district was Thompson. He hands off to Copas. Copas now at the wing, gives to Thompson in the corner. He's defended by Birch. It gives to Birdwell. Joseph Birdwell, 8-foot jumper, good. Ribbon in front, 2-0. Lance Birch is going to ease it across the timeline. Looks to Coach Edwards, sets up the offense. Nate Adams with it, left wing. He's defended by Thompson. That's a mismatch in favor of Adams with his height advantage. Gets to the elbow, jumper, good.
Good little ball movement there, a little motion, get Nate in rhythm.
2-2 the score. Redbone quickly back on the offensive end here. Copas out top, deep 3. No good. Rebound Joseph Birdwell. Good hustle by the senior. Kicks to his classmate Thompson. Now Wilson back out to Birdwell. Swings to Hackney now. Hackney against Adams. Posted up to Copas. Copas against Birdwell. Kicks back to Joseph Birdwell. He drives, spins, kicks to Thompson. Hesitation move. Now a deep 3 by Copas, top of the key, good. Weston going to have to close that proximity.
Yeah. Well, this good ball move there to get it, but he's going to have to tighten that up. I mean,
real good chemistry between these Red Dogs. All of them seniors, they've started together now for about 3 years. I think they all came into that starting row as sophomores pretty much. It's been a 3-year project for Red Bull. And foul call on the floor against Copas. He got a hooked arm of Birdwell or something, Thomas.
Yeah, just battling for position underneath. You know, like I said, a feature matchup in this contest, and they're going at it early.
We've had that official that called that one many times this year, and you've got to get on board with how he calls it, that's for sure. Sometimes it's a little different than some would call it. Connor Westmore in inbound 3, no good. Maxie Wilson, the rebound. Wilson with a big game the last time these teams met. I think Red Bull ended up with maybe 10, or not 10, but 4 in double figures that night.
Yeah, they did, Daniel. Right at it anyway, because Wilson was one of them with 10 points.
Doug, I missed what happened down here. A made basket by Hackney?
Yeah, and foul with Nate.
Copas with one for Red Bull and Adams with one. For Clay County, Hackney trying to complete the 3-point play. Does not do so. Weston Birdwell the rebound. 7-2 the score. Red Bull in front here by 5 points early. Clay County looking for their second score of the contest. Virtue with it out top. Hands to Westmoreland. Coach Edwards taking a 30-second timeout. We'll take it with them early here. Slow start to this one. 5:39 mark first quarter. Redbone Springs 7, Clay County 2.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to the District 7A consolation game where Clay County Trails Rub Bowling Springs 7-2 early. They're down by 5. Live video being brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee tonight.
5.5 minute mark, first quarter. Nance Burchett. Nice. Big three-pointer right wing. Makes it 7-5.
Somebody got Cobus switched off on him. He just didn't come out on that.
Cobus against Burville. Spins, shoots, scores. Weston right there with him, step for step. Denying all the way. Cobus comes up with the bucket anyway. Burchett, right wing, works against Hackney. Burchett can isolate and drive. Shots up. No good. Maxie Wilson the rebound. Wilson to Hackney. Hackney ahead to Burville. Burville based on pass to Thompson. Thompson turned away by Lance Burchett there. Now Hackney going to dive to the ball. Got away with a travel. Thompson at right wing. He drives into the paint. Knocked away by Nate Adams. Here we are. One-on-one. Going to be fouled from behind by Thompson. Bud jump ball call. I suppose when the contact came in, Nate didn't have possession. Is that what did make it a foul?
I don't think
anybody ever had possession to call a jump ball anyway.
Jump ball.
They just knew that had to stop, didn't they?
Yeah, right.
Possession arrow in favor of the Red Dogs here. They do have a four-point lead, 9-5, halfway through this first quarter, 4:35 mark. Thompson may be bloodied up on the play, no taking a necklace off. I know sometimes, in football, if you're wearing something illegal, there'll be a penalty. I would like to see maybe a technical right there. But
that would have helped.
What is the rule on that? No jewelry, I guess, can be worn. Is that
medical alerts, but they have to be taped down.
Red Bull looking to build on this four-point lead, 9-5. Red Dogs up. Hackney, right wing, long two-pointer, no good. Rebound, Nolan Adams, a sophomore with it, pushes ahead. The spark plug pulls the trigger, misses the jumper. And that's what you get from Nolan. You immediately notice when Nolan Adams is in the ball game.
He's in attack mode when he comes out, that's a fact.
Hackney with a nice move to extend the Red Dog lead. 7 points now, the advantage. Red Bull in the 3 seed, Clay County the 4 seed in the tournament, despite the identical 3-5 conference records at the end of the regular season. They did have that quality win over Pickett County in the last district game. That's what made them the 3. Nolan Adams with the Euro step just glides through traffic. Nolan.
So much better at that little move, too. Earlier in the year, he was kind of not getting clean on that. Now he's getting clean.
Well, what amazes me about it, and so Nolan Adams nearly gets a steal. It looks to me, Colton Copas knocks down a 3. It looks to me like Nolan takes an extra step more than anybody else does, but he's never called for the travel. I know it's a legal move, but he seems to make that Euro step go further than anybody else can.
Yeah, his looks different.
Woo! Colton Copas, another 3-pointer. He is heating up here. 3 3-pointers. For the District 7 MVP here in this first quarter, 3 minutes left in the opening frame, 17-7, Red Bull with a 10-point lead. This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the District 7A consolation game being presented by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Colton Copas, the league MVP, back-to-back threes to put Red Bullin up by double figures, Daniel.
And that's exactly why he was voted the most valuable in the conference. White Browning getting on the scoreboard, a big bucket from left block.
Good offensive set there to get White involved right there.
8 points to lead for Red Bull. And Maxie Wilson, 4-foot floater off the glass, good. 19-9 now. Black, purple, and gold dogs trailing. Browning with it out top. Don't see him there with it much. Gives it up to Adams after a couple dribbles. Nolan fires the three in there.
Nice shot right there from Nolan. They give him that all night. He's finally took it.
Now, Nolan will knock down the three.
Yep.
Has no issue with it. Joseph Verbal at the free throw line. Kicks to Hackney. Deep three right wing. No good. Kept alive by Hackney. To the hoop. Scores. This Red Bull squad easily put the most experienced team in the district.
Oh, yeah.
All
five seniors. That's... And as like a coach,
said,
you feel good about that.
They've been 2- and 3-year starters.
Yeah.
Red Bull and a quick rebound here. They come back the other way. Riley Thompson gets involved with a three-pointer of his own. The Red Dogs shooting the lights out.
Shooting the lights out. They're in a good rhythm right now.
Make it 24-12. Red Bull and with this doubled-up lead of Clay County. Here's another takeaway. Riley Thompson comes up with it. Layup coming. Good. 26-12, 14 points. Red Bullman in front. Clay County looking lethargic here. Have not seen him look this way in quite some time.
No, a little flat.
Carter Westmoreland misses the three. Colton Copas, the rebound. Euro steps, shakes and bakes and scores. Coach Edwards having to call another timeout. It is all Red Dogs in this first quarter. 28-12. We're not in the one yet. Minute two left in the opening period.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Get that camera down to her microphone in position. I'm sorry about that. Clay County with the turnover coming out of the timeout. Doug, you mentioned a defensive change there for a ball.
Yeah, the man had the last few possessions. Every time right there, there's in a box and one that's chasing Nate.
Copas on the inside, offensive foul call. His second personal.
Red Bowling on a 9-0 run, guys, before that Coach Edwards timeout right there to balloon to a 16-point lead here in the first quarter. And, you know, they're playing really well, but you're right, Doug, Clay County's flat.
Yeah, there is flat, and Red Bowling's making plays.
28-12 the score. Smith with it, right wing for Clay County. Has it poked free by Nate Logan. Of course, I announced Logan as a starter tonight. That was not correct. It was Maxie Wilson who had the start. Wilson also a senior, though. Nate Adams on the inbound. Short on the jumper. Red Bull comes up with the rebound. 10 seconds and ticking. Maxie Wilson left side. Gets the bucket and the foul.
They're just beating us up the floor right now. We didn't get back in transition right there, and they're just pushing it and going.
Red Bull can do no wrong at this point. 30-12. Clay County, I feel safe in saying, has not given up a 30-point quarter this year. Red Bull on pace for 120 in this one. Wilson completes the three-point play the old-fashioned way. And it's a 19-point lead here with 5 seconds left in the first. Smith with it, gives to Burble. Burble back to Smith. Going to have to shoot, guys. Minute and a half on the clock, or second and a half, rather. Lance Burchett fires the three. Did not get it off before the buzzer. Shot did not go in. Anyway, what a first quarter it's been for Red Bull and Springs in the District 7A consolation game. Red Dogs 31, Clay County, 12 after 1.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the District 7A consolation game being presented by Eco Panels of Tennessee, where Clay County's down by 19. It's 31-12 in favor of Red Bowling Springs. The District 7A MVP, Colton Copas, a Baker's dozen already in this one.
Good take.
This dog story right turn has been brought to you by Salina Lumber, the getting place where if you need it, they've got it. Just down from the K-8 on Mitchell Street in Salina. Salina Lumber, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Nolan Adams with a nice bucket a few moments ago. New lineup to start the second quarter here for Coach Edwards. We'll go through it in a moment. Cole Eads, a free throw range jumper, no good. Maxie Wilson, the rebound.
Nolan Adams leading the way for Clay County with 7 points so far. Lance Burgess has three. Wyatt Browning and Nate Adams, two.
Colton Copas adds two more for Red Bowling, makes it 33-14. On the floor for Clay County, Nolan Adams, Hayden Adams, Connor Westmoreland, Cole Eads, and Warner Melton. Adams again with a nice drive.
He's just in attack mode right now. That's a good thing. He's getting some stuff going for us a little.
Yeah, swapping buckets with him is better than not scoring at all. Colton Copas adds another. He's having a monster night. Completely different contest than what we played with him over at Red Bull Springs on Monday, February the 5th. That final score in overtime was 70-68. Red Bowling already halfway to their final, but 35
yeah,
right now. We're a minute and a half.
They're hitting everything.
They are. A minute and a half into the second. 35-16. Cody's right wing. Going to work against Copas. Nice little jump shot. Fell a little short, though. Copas rebound. Outlet pass to Birdville. Joseph Birdville to the hoop. He's yours.
It's not giving much resistance right now. We'll have to pick it up.
6:15 and ticking, second quarter. Nolan Adams has it stripped, picks it back up, goes to the hoop. Maxie
wow.
Wilson called for the foul.
I don't know how he got that shot off, guys. Just the strength to power through Wilson and almost got it to go.
Yeah. Just a good power move right there.
Of course, Wilson, a big physical player, so even more impressive by Adams to go through him there. Nolan misses the free throw. .19 of .68 made by Nolan on the year coming into tonight. Talked about it before. 28% free throw shooter, and this unheard of for the athlete that he is.
Yeah, don't make a lot of sense. It's when you scratch your head because he's a good shooter. You know, you'd think he'd be knocking down free throws, but now he's struggling from there.
Shoots 48% from the field on two-pointers. So I don't know. Connor Westmoreland to the hoop. But when you talk about Nolan Adams' game, that's really the only weakness you can identify.
Yeah.
So that's definitely something that he can improve on. Only a sophomore right now. The much harder skills, he's got down pat a lot.
Yeah.
Gonna be a nice driving finish. Was that Warner Melton?
It was. Great look by Kyler Westmoreland too.
5:25 and ticking second quarter, 37-18. 19 points the lead for the Red Dogs. Nolan Adams knocks it away. Red Bull going to maintain possession.
Clay Kane's went a little zone with this group right here, too.
Yeah, a little 1-3-1 look almost in the duck.
Yeah.
Joseph Birdville, right corner, call for the travel.
I think it's a 2-3, but they're stacking it like a 1-3-1.
Yeah,
one.
Stretching it out.
Yeah.
You know, Coach Evers just looking for anything right here. You know, just a little spark for this team. trying a little motivation.
They've got a little spark out of this bunch.
They have.
They play good solid right here.
Nogum with the several buckets. Saw Melton on the last one. Now he fires a three. Good looking Sean. Just hit the right side of the rim, though. Bounces out of bounds. Melton, not a player we've got to see a lot of here early in his career. Only a sophomore. But looks like he has the physical skill set to be a good contributor down the final two seasons of his career.
Yeah, Warner's going to be a good, solid asset for us. He's a good shooter. Seen him play a lot in the JV. He's a solid player, nice player.
Real smart kid, too. That always helps, of course. Colton Copas on the inside had it posted up against Hayden Adams. Copas, one of those special players, has the height of a single-A post but the skill set of a single-A guard. And, what a play by Nolan Adams. Hayden Adams cleans it up, gets the bucket.
Just a nice hustle play right there by the Adams boys.
Yeah. I can't even describe what Nolan just did. Put on the brakes and just had an impressive play of athleticism. As you mentioned a few moments ago, Thomas, just to get the shot off on that play.
Yeah, had three guys on him. Just like you say, it's been super impressive.
Over the back, going to be called. Against Joseph Burble.
Yeah, good box out by the senior Kyler Westmoreland. Got a timeout on the floor, didn't he?
3:47 mark of this second quarter. 19 points the difference. Red Bull 39, Clay 20.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Welcome back to the District 7A Consolation Game being presented by Eco Pounds of Tennessee. It's all Red Bowling Springs. Colton Copas with 19 already here in just a quarter of an hour and a half to pace the Red Dogs to this big 19-point lead, 39-20, Daniel.
Hagney now adds two more.
It's a good defensive pressure there on Nolan to get a turnover.
Of course, we've got to can't take anything away from Red Bull and Springs as Kyler Westmoreland adds a long baseline, too. Very similar overall record to Clay County's. Of course, they both had 3-5 conference records in regular season play. Clay County came into tonight's contest 12-14 overall. Red Bull and 12-16 overall. But if you go to breaking down their schedule, a pretty tough scheduler, similar to Clay County. Don't forget that Red Bull and Springs went to Byrdstown and handed the Bobcats their only conference loss last game of the regular season. Big win for them. They went up there and won 51-48. And we know how difficult it's been to play with Pickett County this year. We're 0-3 against them in boys action.
Yeah, and Doug's talked about it, and I've talked about it. We all have, how the parity in this league. You know, this is the top four teams for sure. Anybody can beat anybody.
Yeah, it's for that self-made basketball. It's always one you got to play, but it's real competitive this year.
Kyler Westmoreland adds a bucket for Clay County. Makes it 41-24. 17 points the difference. Hagney firing a three. Misses it all except the backboard. Rebound co-leads. Behind the back dribble by Nolan Adams. Sets up a left wing. Kicks to Westmoreland. Clay County with the chance to cut this thing back down to a manageable distance here. 17 points the difference. Eads on the inside drive. Kicks to Westmoreland. He drives. Call for the offensive foul. Nice job of action there by Joseph Burble as he flopped to the floor.
Wasn't much contact right there.
No, but hey, a good savvy senior defensive move there to get the offensive foul called against Westmoreland.
Yeah, and I didn't see an arm extended or anything like that. I think it was just some ankles being broke.
Yep, believe you're right.
Minute 40 left in this first half. All Red Dogs so far in this one. This lineup that we've seen here on the floor right now, been out there the entirety of this second quarter. Those original five starters have been on the bench. Don't know that we'll see them again in this one. I guess third quarter action we will. Connor Westmoreland called for the defensive foul this time as he got the better part of Nate Logan, knocked him to the ground.
And a good adjustment by Coach Edwards here, even with this second lineup. Went to the zone, Doug, and it's really slowed down Colton Copas and company.
You know, they've made chip a little off that lead, and it has made a difference.
And then, you know, in large part, we talked about some of the reasons, hadn't gave a pretty good obvious one. Pretty good second lineup here out of Clay County.
You see Copas going into the paint, and the junior Hayden Adams pretty much strong enough and physical enough to handle him down there.
Nice.
Warner Melton, that's another bucket right side. He's got four. This thing's been cut to 15 points, 41-26. Thompson left side, kick to Hagney. Now he hands off to a rare sophomore, Brenton Powell, one of the few sophomores on the squad for Red Bull. Back into Hagney. Corner shot by Logan. Good. Red Bull continuing to shoot the three ball well.
Yeah, they're moving the ball well, getting good open looks, and they're knocking them down when they get it.
Makes it 44-26, back out to an 18-point lead for the Red Dogs. 20 seconds left in this second quarter.
Yeah, stopped a 6-0 run by Clay County there. They got it to 15, Daniel, the closest they had been since early in the first quarter. About the time that Red Bowling went on that huge run to close out the first.
Red Bowling has led the entirety of this thing. Fade away jumper at the buzzer by Nolan Adams. No good, but Hayden Adams there to clean it up in the second quarter with an offensive exclamation mark. Makes it 44-28 at the break. A lot of work to do in this upcoming second half. Stay tuned on the Horizon Sports Network for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repairs.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student-athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the District 7A Consolation Game being presented by Eco Pills of Tennessee. This is the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, where Clay County trails 44-28 to Red Bowling Springs. They're down by 16 here at intermission. This time for the first half breakdown, brought to you by Macon Bacon Trust. It's been all Red Bowling Springs in this one. They used a 9-0 run. I'm sorry, make it a 12-0 run to close out the first quarter and go up by 19, 31-12, and they really never looked back since then. Clay County, the second team coming in for Coach Rob Evers, giving them a little spark, had a 6-0 run, closed out the quarter on an 8-3 run to get it to 16 here at the break at 44-28 in favor of Red Bowling Springs. It's been all about District 7A regular season MVP Colton Copas. He's got 19 first half points for the Red Dogs. Maxie Wilson has 5. Joseph Verville has 4. Nate Logan has 3. Chris Hackney also playing well, first team all district with 8 points. Riley Thompson has 5 for the Red Dogs. But Copas has really been playing big, showing why he was chosen as the best player in this league. For Clay County, no one into double figures so far here at the break. Nolan Adams has 9, has given a lift off the bench for the Dogs. Kyler Westmoreland 4, Warner Melton 4, Hayden Adams 4. And then your starters, Wyatt Browning and Nate Adams both with 2 points. Lance Burchett has 3 for Clay County as they trail by 16, 44-28 to Red Bowling Springs here in the District 7A Consolation Game. This first half breakdown has been brought to you by Macon Bacon Trust. Try out their new Premier checking account and find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease. Check your balance and much more at MaconBaconTrust.com. Macon Bacon Trust, come grow with us.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Back here on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, hopefully this game will be the tale of two halves, because the first half has not went Clay County's way. The Red Dogs up by 16, 44-28 here at the break. Time now for the Subway Tribute Challenge brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches because fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Salina Subway location. Please text your answers to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. Here is tonight's trivia challenge question. In 2012, head coach Rob Edwards led his 18-8 Dogs into district consolation action against Pickett County. The Black, Purple, and Gold walked away with a 63-46 win thanks to a great team effort. One player led with 14 rebounds, another led with 6 assists, and yet another led with 22 points and added 6 steals. Name one of those three players. We'll go through that one more time, a shortened version. In 2012, Coach Edwards and the Dogs beat Pickett County in the consolation game with a great team effort. One player led in rebounds with 14, the other in assists with 6, and yet another in scoring and steals with 22 points and 6 steals. Name one of those three players. If you think you know that answer or just want to take a blind guess, please send in responses to the Rising Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Sam Daniels' guess is Trent Bowles. Trent was 1 year graduated at that point. He was a senior in 2011, so there's a clue as far as the timeline goes. This was the year after Matt Copeland, Dylan Burble, Trent Bowles, Big John Smith, those seniors graduated. Getting another guess from Firewood of Dusty Birdwell, right timing, but incorrect. White Mabry being guessed by Linda Strong, incorrect. Got another one trying to work its way in right now, if service will allow. That 2012 team, we've got a correct answer here. Sam Daniels just beats out Tiff Brown. Sam says Corey Hamilton, and he's correct. Corey was the one with 22 points and 6 steals. Tiff Brown, right on the heels of Sam, said Kurt Cherry. It was Kurt Cherry who had the 14 rebounds. And the other one rounding out the trio was Jake Edwards, youngest son of Coach Edwards. He had the 6 assists. So the 2012 team, not instantly won that a lot of folks remember. They did get put out by Friendship in the region quarters right after that win over Pickett. However, an 18-8 regular season record, that's nothing to be ashamed of, brother. So congratulations to Sam Daniels. He is tonight's Subway Trivia Challenge winner. He will be receiving a free sub certificate and Horizon Sports Network sticker, courtesy of Subway and local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, whose sandwich yard is ready to take your order in person, online, or in the Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. So no points yet, but Clay County playing well so far in this quarter. Got the original 5 starters back on the floor.
Yeah, Coach Edwards defensively trying to pick up the intensity with the half-court trap. Yeah, guys, I don't know if you saw it or not, but starting quarterback throwing a laser right there to Weston Burwell underneath the goal.
Not a surprise. They hooked up on the gridiron in that fashion a couple times. Free throw is good by Burwell. Makes it 44-30, 14 points of the game. Doug, two quick positions here, or possessions, and this thing could easily be a single-digit contest.
Right.
Lance Burgett, right wing. Gives inside to Browning. Browning against Wilson. Power move to the hoop. Does not score. Rebound Hagney. Hagney across the timeline. Gives to Thompson in the corner. Back to Hagney on top. Now Copas. Defended by Burville. Copas to the elbow. Hands to Thompson. Now Joseph Burville, who gives to Hagney. Head coach Dustin McKinney, after coaching the girls at Redbone for several years, took a break for some health reasons, and his return now is the boys' head coach. Joseph Birdwell, a nice jumper there. Deep. I've been impressed with them. Of course, you know, we spoke highly of Red Bullen all year, knew how good of a team they were. And probably the best performance I've seen in person of them this year so far, of course. Looking like a team that could easily go on the road and beat a Joe Burns or an East Robertson, whichever one they draw. Hopefully Clay County can do the same. Copa, step back three with a Wilson screen. Draws it back out to a 19-point game, 49-30. Andrew Smith tries to answer, does so. Three-pointer. Smith, a good three-point shooter. Sitting right around that 28% mark on the season. Just doesn't take a ton of them. He's hit 14 of 52. Nobody would fuss at Andrew if he shot more than he did. That's kind of one of those guys you got to try to coax to pull the trigger sometimes, and he's a good basketball player.
You see Coach Evers kind of sticking with the zone after he falls out of the trap, Doug. Oh.
Another football throw intended for Birdville, just a little wide of the mark. Goes out of bounds. Copas had posted up a moment ago, Tom. Browning with good defense had denied a bucket, but now Red Bull another chance.
Yeah, the turnover just kind of a killer there. Clay County had a chance to get it to 14, maybe even 13 in that with that possession.
Hackney inside. Nice little move for him. Pivoted layoff, come back to the right, and added the bucket. 51-33 the score. Offensive foul going to be called against Nate Adams for throwing the elbow. Little forearm shove. Oh, you got to try. Sometimes you can do it. Here's the trap. Hackney in trouble. Passes to Birdwell. Deflected by Adams. Picked up by Virgie. Taken back by Joseph Birdwell. Birdwell spins. Shoots. Misses. Rebound Wilson. Maxie Wilson kicks it over to Thompson in the corner. Swinging it back to Hackney. He's going to drive. Gets to the box. Scores off the hoop. Hackney, a solid player. Ended up being a first-team all-district team member. Had a tie, I believe, with Hackney and somebody else. Ended up with six guys on that first team overall, not counting MVP Colton Copas.
Yeah, he and Eli Reagan tied for that sixth spot, I guess you would say, when you include the MVP. So gave him seven on the first team.
Well, we know how good a player Reagan is for Pickett, so that's a good praise by Hackney to be there right along beside him there. Inbound to Nate Adams, three-pointer, right wing, no good. Rebound Copas, Birdwell called for the foul. Weston got underneath, kind of realized it and stomped. He could have easily kept going and took Copas' feet out, but protected him there. Red Bullen has enjoyed a lead the entirety of this contest. Right now they're up by 20 points, 53-33. Coach McKinney frustrated that they had an error there and threw it away.
Yeah, Clay County off to a good start in the second half. Now they're letting it get away from them. Like you said, Doug, one possession at a time, run some offense, be patient, get a good shot.
Cocker Westmoreland and Nolan Adams checking in. Lance Burgett and Andrew Smith checking out. Clay County inbounded with 3:52 to play in this third quarter. Trailing by 20, 53-33. Nate mounts to Nolan. Nolan tries to feed Browning. Goes out of bounds. Looked like Red Bull knocked it, but not the call.
Yeah, I think they probably did, but it may have caught Browning on the way out also.
A steal here. Nate Adams with it. Gets to the left block. Shots up. Good. Cuts it to 18. 53-35. Red Bull on another turnover. Timeout taken by Dustin McKinney. 3:31 mark third quarter. 53-35. Red Bull.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to the District 7A consolation game being presented by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Clay County still trails by 18, 53-35.
Copas the rebound after Nolan Adams comes up a little short on the jumper. Hackney scores at the other end. Some of these Red Bull and players tonight might want to get into a competitive game of horse with somebody, because I think they could pull off about anything tonight.
Yeah, they're not missing much.
They are not, playing very well. Are the Red Dogs, and here they are again. Joseph Bird will go into the floor, trying to come up with a loose ball. Jump ball call. 2:51 mark of the third, 57-35, and is some of the Gordonsville fans start to file in now for the upcoming District 7 title game. They're probably a little shocked to see this 22-point difference, regardless of who was up or down. You know, probably everybody anticipated a tight contest here.
Yeah, and this is the largest lead for Red Bowling Springs, even though they've been real close to it the entire game, Daniel. And, you know, you got to credit them.
Yeah,
Clay County made a little run there. They're playing really, really good. You can see how they knocked off Piggott County.
Yeah.
Andrew Smith adds a three-pointer. His second of the contest. Nice pressure from Andrew on Copas in the backcourt. Gets it across the Birdville, though. Foul going to be called against Birdville, his third personal. Nolan Adams checking in. Weston Birdville checking out with those three personals. 2:28 mark, third quarter. Back to a 19-point game here after the Smith three-pointer. Birdville fires the three, no good. Rebound Andrew Smith. Andrew going to come down. Let's just see Andrew pull the trigger on another. Kicks instead to Nolan. Nolan baseline drive, no good. Browning, the rebound, put back good.
Nice take by Nolan. Good follow-up by Browning.
Now 17 points the difference. 57-40. Another turnover. Lance Burchie comes up with a loose ball. Two on two, ahead to Smith. Smith's layup good. Now a 15-point game. Let's keep it rolling here. Make things interesting. The black, purple, and gold Dogs showing some life for the first time in a long time. Copas with it in a trap. Passes to Thompson. Thompson to Hackney. Hackney to Wilson. Here's the turnover. Let's go ahead and cut it again. Nate Adams and Hayden Adams come check in here. Going out are Kyler Westmoreland and White Browning.
Yeah, this is as close as Clay County's been. Well, now they got it to 13, actually, to start the half. But striking distance, like you say, Daniel.
Burchett out top, calls for his cousin Nolan, gives off to him. Nolan with it, works against Joseph Burble. Nolan's going to isolate and drive, gets the left block, tried to go to Hayden. He does so. Now Lance, three-pointer left wing, no good. Rebound Copas. Boy, that would have been big right there.
Hey, good ball movement, good shot out of that. Just didn't go down.
Copas right side, across the paint, taken away by Nate Adams. Full head of steam down, Nate pushing hard. A three on two. Nate all the way to the hoop, scores. Got it cut now to a 13-point game, 57-44. Some of the Clay County faithful who made the 18-mile trip from Salina starting to get involved now. Copas inside, he scores. What's Copas up to, Thomas? Well, we'll just wait to the quarter update. 54 seconds left in the third here. Nolan Adams hands it off. Andrew Smith to the rack. He's going. 40 seconds and ticking. 13 points the difference, 59-46. Copas in a trap. Kicks over to Burville, nearly over him back. Got it to Hackney. He travels and got away with it. Copas with it right wing. He travels. Going to fire a three. Just a little small extra set by Copas. Wilson's putback no good. Knocked out of bounds by Clay County, but a foul should be called against Red Bull, and then they get it. Just a little small extra step out there by Copas yes. that the official let go. 20.9 seconds left here in the third. White Browning, Nate Adams, Nolan Adams, Andrew Smith, and Lance Burchett on the floor. Last possession of the third here for Clay County.
Yeah, no need to rush. You know, like I say, you got time to make a few passes, run your offense, don't you, Doug? Yeah.
Run your offense. You want a good shot right here.
Heck, come.
Nearly a turnover instead. It's kept alive, though, down to 7 seconds. Burchett looks at the clock. Now 5 seconds. Lance drives to the hoop. Scores. Sliced and diced. They came away with two. Nice push by Clay County here at the end of the third quarter, cutting this thing to an 11-point game. Redbourne Springs 59, Clay County 48 here in the District 7A consolation game.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life, too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to the District 7A consolation game as Clay County has came to life here in the third quarter. And cut this game to an 11-point ball game. They trail 59-48 to Red Bull Springs. And here's your dog scoring summary brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply. Clay County being led by Andrew Smith. He's got 10 points in the double figures, all coming in that third quarter. Nate Adams has 6, Lance Burchett 5, White Browning 4, Nolan Adams has 9, Weston Burble 2, Kyler Westmoreland, Warner Melton, and Hayden Adams all with 4 points. Redbone Springs being led by Colton Copas. He's got 26. Chris Hackney has 14. This dog's scoring summary has been brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Visit them at 408 Brown Street across from the post office in Salina to see all they have to offer, Daniel.
7:49 to mark up this fourth and final quarter.
Oh, good turnover right there.
What did happen there?
He didn't get inbounds. Ooh. They threw it back. He never did establish back in.
Clay County now with a chance to cut this thing to single digits. We have not been there since the first quarter, I don't believe.
You're right.
No doubt.
Burgett with it. Top of the key. Lance going to drive. Gets to the hoop. Misses the layup. Browning throwing it out. Put back good. And he draws a foul. Big White Browning bringing this broadcast booth table and the Clay County fans to life here. We've just been missing that. Hadn't had hardly any positives in this game, at least anything that everybody's got behind, you know?
Yeah, that's just a good hustle play right there, just going there and get it.
Yeah, and you can see these seniors kind of coming on. Andrew Smith, a huge third quarter with 10. Wyatt Browning, big boards. Weston Burble starting to pick it up, too. It's all about these seniors, guys. They know they don't have very many games left, and this is one of them.
59-50, single-digit difference. Redbone with the ball. Thompson with it. Gives to Hackney. 7:15 left in the fourth. Clay County has done good things. We've got 50 points. Maxie Wilson. Call for an offensive foul. Nate Adams taking the charge. Yeah, I mean, Clay County's got 50 points. They don't have the accident, but it's just strange, I guess, the way we've got it, you know. It's been in a trailing fashion the whole time. But we kept chipping away, 30-second timeout, we'll stay on air.
Well, it's divided amongst 9 guys. We saw 2 complete different lineups. Coach Evers coming in with that second squad who did a great job, guys, of maintaining, keeping this thing from getting out of hand. And then you see the starters with that motivation. Coming out of halftime, Coach Evers says, look, guys, you know, play for pride, if nothing else, here. And we saw them do that and did what you said, Doug, chipped away and chipped away, and now they're back in this ballgame.
Yeah. you know, they could have very easily just said, you know, this is it.
Yeah.
But they hadn't. They battled back, and that's a good positive.
It goes back to what you said, Daniel. You don't want to go into this next round on that low note.
Nope.
Clay County, if nothing else, has accomplished that.
Right. Here we are. Adams with it out top. Guys inside. Floater no good. Got his own rebound. Putback no good. Hagney comes away with it this time. Hagney now going to work off to the right. Slides the feet. Gives to Birdville. Nolan Adams the rebound in amongst the Giants. Going to be fouled. Regathers the ball, though. No whistles blow. Gives to brother Nate. Nate spins. Goes to the rack. Shot good.
It's a tough shot right there.
6:40 and ticking. 7 points the difference. I better get the camera where it needs to be. Joseph Birdville answers no good on the bank shot. Rebounded. 9-0-1. It goes out of bounds off Red Bowen and Clay County with a chance to cut to five, maybe four.
Yeah, I still think we need a little more patience out of the Bulldogs here on the offensive end, guys. And, you know, plenty of time left in this one. You said it, Daniel. Chance to cut it to five. You know, do what's gotten you here. And that's patient, running your offense, and good defense on the other end.
That's it. That's what's going to get them. Well, that's what's got them right here.
That's right.
59-52. Black, purple, and gold Dogs trail by seven. Andrew Smith swings to Burchett. Now to Nolan Adams. Baseline drive. Shot's no good, but he's fouled by Maxie Wilson. White Branding did a nice job trying to basically boxed out Wilson. Set a screen. Wilson broke through with the foul.
Yeah, that's a good steal off right there by White to get him in there.
I think originally Nolan was going to have the pass into White, but once he saw the lane White had created, went for it, and Nolan Adams knocking down a free throw here. He did hit four in a row in this gym the last time out. Well, that was actually the Clark Range game, I guess, wouldn't it? Last Tuesday.
Give him two.
Hits both of those.
Big free throws right there.
5 points the difference, 59-54. Turnover, a takeaway. Loose ball scramble here. Nobody has it. No whistles yet. Here's whistles. They cut a jump ball somehow. No way. I don't know why they did it. For the second time in the game, they stopped the melee just because it's fixing to get ugly.
Yeah,
we had some possession.
Poked it perfect to his teammate right there.
Yeah.
Clay
yeah.
County was going to have possession, which they do anyway, I guess.
Hey, this is great hustle by the Bulldogs right there. Clay County just wanted that ball right there. They wanted it.
59-54, 6:06 left in this contest, at least in regulation. They did play to overtime the last time they met. Nate Adams to inbound, works into Browning, knocked away by Copas. Saw Copas over there defending Browning that time, and what you get with Copas, that multiplicity, he can guard somebody like a Nate Adams or somebody like a Wyatt Browning.
Yeah, and he's done it all night long.
Burchett then bound to Nate. Nate going to be blocked from behind by Copas. Thompson comes up with the ball now. That's Burchett with it. He strips of it. West of Merville cleans it up. Scores from left block. And we got ourselves a three-point ball game, 59-56. How in the world did we get here after trailing by 22 with a great effort that time? 5:45 left in the fourth. Colton Copas off to our right with it. Doug, I would not have predicted we would have had this atmosphere after that first three quarters.
And a turnover.
Guys, we talked about it. Defense is what it's been for Clay County. Ripon Springs scoreless here in the fourth quarter.
Yep. Timeout taken. 5:36 mark of the fourth. 59-56. The good guys down by three.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones.
Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Back here live, and Lance Burchett buries a three from right wing to tie this thing up. 59-59. 5:15 left in it. Clay County trailed by as much as 22 points deep in the third. Colton Kovas comes back now with an answer. Red Bull in back in front. Trailed by 22 about 4 minutes of game time ago and just was tied up. Now trailing by two. One of the more memorable comeback pushes, Doug. It'll be forgotten, though, without the win. Got to hang on.
That's right. Got to just keep and finish.
Before that Copas bucket, Clay County had outscored Red Bull and Springs 24-2, guys, with that Burchett three. Give him another one.
Misfired on that one. Rebound Hackney. Clay County, like you guys have said multiple times, there is a way they got to this point. Got to keep doing it. Hackney off the board. That's another bucket. He's deep into double figures. Weston Burble, left wing, 4:20 and ticking, fourth quarter. Clay County's been flat throughout until the last half quarter or so, and they've come to life. Andrew Smith, he's got 2 3-pointers on the night, backs up the left wing, kicks to Lance Burchett. He works against Joseph Burble, going to isolate, goes inside, tried to get to White Browning, pass was a little wide.
Yeah, maybe should have shot that one right there and then let White go get it if he misses.
Yeah, you see Lance Burchett just more confident than ever, guys, that you can't guard him on the perimeter. He's breaking everybody down.
Hackney passes to Thompson across the timeline. Now Copas out top. 3:50 left in the fourth. Red Bulling up by four. 63-59. Joseph Burgle, a big bucket, extends it back out to a 6-point lead. Clay County, in all honesty, does not need to go back down by more than they are right now in this thing. Timeout taken. We'll take this one with them. 3:39 mark of the fourth. 65-59, Red Bull in favor.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Tackle projects of any size.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Back here live, Lance Burchett on the inside drive. Gets the bucket. Live video tonight being provided courtesy of Eco Panels of Tennessee, located in Hermitage Springs. 3:15 left in this fourth quarter. 4 points the difference. Maxie Wilson baseline, kicks the Copas at the wing, works against Adams. Nate slides the feet, does a nice job, step back, free throw range, jumper no good. Joseph Burble, a big rebound. He's played well tonight, as have all of the Red Dogs. Hackney now going to be fouled on the floor. Burchett called for the personal.
I'll tell you something else we've seen in this run, guys. Weston Burble picking up that third, maybe fourth foul, been on the bench. Here he comes in now, but Nate Adams drawing the task of guarding Colton Copas when we go man. Of course, we've been in the zone quite a bit, but Adams doing a pretty good job
doing
on the defensive end, too.
3 minutes left here. Riley Thompson works it into Joseph Burble out top. 4 points the difference, 65-61. Red Bull has led the entirety of this contest, except when he was briefly tied. Copas, step back three, good. He has been great tonight. Pushing over 30 points, I believe, with that three-pointer. Nolan Adams, right side, drives in, kicks to Lance. Lance going to hand off to Andrew. Andrew, corner three, no good. Rebound. Copas, foul, Weston Burble. Weston has just been neutralized tonight due to those fouls that Thomas talked about. Now forward of.
Yeah, that's a big big difference tonight with him in foul trouble having to go in and out, though.
The officials blow the inbound dead here. Now they bring it back to action. 2.5 minutes left. Black, purple, and gold Dogs down by 7. The Red Dogs trying to hang on to this lead, win this consolation game. Another travel did they get away with. They've been small, not big obvious things, but a couple. And here's a pass knocked out of bounds by Nate Adams. Just a good deflection by him. 49 deflections on the season for Adams. 50 steals, 17 block shots. Known as an offensive player, but does a great job on defense, as y'all were talking about a moment ago. Red Bull on the inbound. And with time ticking off, they like that, Doug.
Oh, yeah. They're patient. They do a good job of running that clock when it gets late.
Hackney, baseline shot. No good. Goes out of bounds off of Hackney. Might have got a good break there from my vantage point. I thought Browning might have touched it last.
Yeah.
Of course, the official was right in front of it. Certainly, he called it correctly. Giving the ball back to Clay County. Minute 55 left. Clay County trailing by 7. 68-61. Adams on the floor in pain.
Not good.
Adams trailing behind the play is burgled to the hoop and scores. Guys, I was looking at the camera. What happened to Nate?
He just kind of went by and maybe got a little hip, the hip action there.
Yeah. Adams going to have to come out of the contest here at least for a moment. Visibly in pain. We've seen him play a lot of ball this year. Hadn't seen him gimpy at all, whether on the hard iron or the gridiron or the hardwood.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it was the hip check or hitting the floor, but yeah. Definitely like a hip pointer type deal going on.
Joseph Verbal with a big play there completes the three-point play from the free throw line. Gives Red Bull in a double-digit 10-point lead. Andrew Smith tries to draw it back to 7, misses the three-pointer, though. Rebound Verbal. Gives to Hackney. Hackney now going to be in a tramp. Passes across to Verbal. Now Thompson, his drive. Out of you play to Copas. Good.
It's a good play. Red Bowling right there.
Red Bowling stretching this lead back out. Knowing Adams firing a three. Knocks it down. Minute 15 left. Makes it a 9-point game. And I'll just be honest, regardless of what happens over the last minute and 10 seconds, of these squads tonight, Red Bowling the team that deserves the win.
Oh, definitely. They've earned it tonight.
Andrew Smith going to be called for the reach-in foul. So Red Bowling at the brink of a consolation win here. This 3-4 seed game we felt like would be great throughout. It has not been. If you're just tuning in, Clay County trailed by as much as 22 deep in the third quarter. Was really flat the entire contest. Early fourth quarter surge made it interesting for a while, and now Red Bowling has stretched it back out to a 10-point lead with that Copas free throw. Still time, minute 1 left, but Red Bowling's played so well tonight, I don't think they'll allow a 10-point comeback in a minute.
And they're experienced on the floor for them. Like we mentioned before, 5 seniors, they're experienced, so they're going to be tough to shake right here.
Red Bull and the team, if they played the way they did tonight, very well could go on the road and get a win Saturday. Of course, we hope Clay County can do the same. Lance Birch is going to go to the free throw line. So if things stay the way they currently are, it's going to be Clay County who would end up losing this one and traveling to Joe Burns this coming Saturday. And it would be Red Bull and Springs is the 3 seed. They would travel to the District 8 2-seed, the East Robertson Indians, who most of the season, folks would have said East Rob was the better team than Joe Burns. They'd actually swept them during regular season play. But Joe Burns won that district title game.
Yeah, and if you ask both coaches which one you'd normally play, they wouldn't pick either one of them, I can tell you right now. So they're a solid opponent.
Lance Burchett with a steal here. 45 seconds left. Clay County trailing.
Oh.
Misses that shot. That may have been the last opportunity that could have brought this thing back. 75-66 the score. Had we made that bucket, we would have cut it to a 7-point game. But we did not. It stays a 9-point game, and Colton Copas walks to the other end where he can bring it back out to 11.
This solid play by Copas tonight, too. Just as Thomas said, showed why he's the best player in our league.
Yes.
Yeah, we've known that for quite some time, guys. You know, he can just, well, as his coach Dustin McKinney said, he can score at all three levels. He can take you in the post, he can pull out, shoot a deep three, and he can take you off the dribble too. And all of that has been on display tonight.
Yep, he's done it from every spot.
I'm glad I've got to see it because it's the most he's ever had against us, as I recall, as we've called one, Kyler Westmoreland. Tries to keep things interesting here with 31.3 seconds remaining as he knocks down that three-pointer. Brings it back to an eight-point game here. Coach Edwards going to stay on his feet, so we'll just continue talking here for a moment. No, when this one goes final, they will go ahead and hand out third and fourth place trophies and also name all-tournament team members if either squad has any. Didn't pay attention. I don't know if they – how many they had from the third and fourth, but I anticipate a few, so we'll cover that. Going back to this coming Saturday for the boys, though, Clay County looks like going to be traveling to Joe Burns, a team that we've not played in quite some time. I don't remember, without it being a summer camp game, a time that we have faced the Red Devils in recent memory.
That's me. I don't think we have. I really don't.
But they're
new to us region-wise, you know, as far as basketball.
Yeah.
And like I said, I take camps on time. We've seen them if we've seen them in camp.
This day and age, pretty easy to get film on folks, though, so there will be a lot of familiarity by Saturday night, I'm sure. Nolan Adams called for the foul. 27.8 seconds left as Copa's going to go back to the line. He's going to end up with 40 with all these free throws he's shooting. 77-69. The score, Thomas? Remind them real quick of the score at the end of the first. Remind me, 31 to what?
12. They were down 19, 16 at halftime, and then dropped back to a 22-point deficit late in the third, guys. Well, Clay County really turned it on.
Of course, we'll go through that information again on the Farm Bureau postgame show coming up right after this one goes final. Three-pointer, Lance Burchie, a little short, rebound and put back Andrew Smith, good for two. 15 seconds left in this one. Wide open shot for Logan. Nate Logan, the senior, gets his first points. Weston Birdwell going to drive, spin, last shot of the game for halves is good for two by Weston. This one going to go final, the final score. Red Bull and Springs, 81. Clay County, 73. So it ends up with a pretty tight final score. That was not the story throughout, though. We're going to play a few ads, come right back after a short break, start the Farm Bureau postgame show with the presentation of these trophies.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau. Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top performer by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Back here live on the Farm Bureau post-game show, Nate Adams being awarded an all-tournament team member plaque. Colton Kopas also receiving one. He comes out. Riley Thompson also being named to the all-tournament District 7A team here. And that likely will be all of the members from these squads. Of course, both teams were awarded team plaques a moment ago, so we'll go ahead and shift in to what we call the Dog Wrap-Up. It's brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Eco Panels also providing the live video footage here tonight as we wrap up this District 7A tournament. So Farm Bureau post-game show, Dog Wrap-Up. Man, this was a tough one. Tale of two halves.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Clay County got down by 19 early in the first quarter and trailed by 16 at the break. Saw a little sign of life there as they got it to, I don't know what they got it to at one point, but then the Red Bull and Surge came, guys, pushed it out to a 22-point ball game midway through that third quarter. And honestly, I figured it'd go to 40 really quick, Doug. Bulldogs of Clay County had other ideas. They ripped off what I think was a 24-2 run, extending from there into the fourth quarter to tie this ball game at 59. And then credit Red Bull and Springs for taking that blow, coming back, Colton Kopas bringing them home down the stretch to get a big win over Clay County.
Oh, definitely. And like I said, we picked up that intensity, made that good run, and then Red Bowling made the adjustments and got in their senior's hands, and he made the plays and, you know, kept it where it was at.
Yeah, just another great installment of this rivalry between these two teams. And, you know, we saw them split during the regular season. Clay County wins an overtime game at Red Bowling Springs. We knew this was going to be a good one. But I'm telling you, we didn't think it was going to be for a long, long time. I've never seen such a dead atmosphere here in this Livingston Academy gymnasium for any district tournament game than that was.
It was very dead and flat to start with. And give Clay County credit for not just saying, we're done. You know, and that's easy to do when you get that score going that way. And they didn't. They fought back and battled and made this game interesting. So.
For Red Bowling Springs, we see three in the double figures. I've got Riley Thompson with 5, Chris Hackney with 16, Nate Logan with 3, Joseph Bertle, big night for him, 11 points, and Maxie Wilson, 5. I've got Kopas for 39, guys. I may have missed one here and there or had it, gave him another one, but I don't know. We've talked about this kid for several years now in Colton Kopas about how good he was and what a challenge he was for opposing coaches and opposing defenders. And tonight, you know, we've never seen him do this. You said it, Daniel. We've never seen him do this against any Clay County team. And could have been a little motivation for him. Got one more chance, one more shot at Clay County here. I'm going to see what I can do. And we saw it all from Colton Kopas tonight.
Yeah, that's a good point. Last time these teams will meet, unless they do so in a region championship game. And we know it's difficult for the 3 and 4 seed to advance on. Could happen, though. But, yeah, similar to Emmy Lowe last night with Pickett County.
That's
we had
true.
Never seen her against our girls score 31.
Right.
And she did it. He has a huge night tonight. Kopas, special player.
Yeah, he's legit.
Well, and people don't realize his 2 in voting last year behind Keaton Arms.
That's right.
You know, and that's not shabby because Keaton was solid.
Yep.
So he's done it. He, you know, this year it's become his year, you know.
For Clay County, a lot on the board here. Hayden Adams and Warner Melton had 4 points apiece in that second quarter when we saw Coach Evers go with the second team. Kyler Westmoreland ends up with 7. Weston Birdwell has 6. Wyatt Browning with 6 points. Nate Adams has 8 points. Then he has 3 in double figures. Both Lance Burgett and Andrew Smith with 12. And Nolan Adams finishes with 14 in the loss for Clay County.
Folks, that has been the Dog Wrap-Up brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee, conveniently located in Hermitage Springs. Find out how to build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Bonnie Stabog Homes. Find out more at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. EcoPanels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. We're going to play two ads, come right back, and announce the TDS top performer.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around. Back here live on the Farm Bureau post-game show. Final score here tonight in the consolation game. Ribbon Springs 81, Clay County 73. Got Gordon's one. Pickett County fixing to play for a district title. We won't be carrying that one. We're not allowed to, but don't have coverage for it. But the UC reporter is over here. If you want to watch that one, they'll have it on their Facebook page. We're going to go ahead and announce the TDS top performer from tonight's contest. Ended up going with senior Andrew Smith. Thomas will talk about a big part of the reason why we chose Andrew here in a few minutes, but just want to start off with saying about Andrew, just one of those guys that you kind of love to love him. He's a good kid. He works hard. He's a quiet guy, a yes sir kind of guy, a hard worker, and you know, very similar to his older brother Eli we had a few years ago. So if Shane and Leslie's got more of them, we'd like to have them sent our way, because Andrew, another great installment of that clan, and represents his family well. Proud to have Andrew as a Bulldog.
Yeah, no doubt about it, guys. And I think the biggest thing for Andrew Smith, we mentioned it during the broadcast, you know, Doug, you said it, this one could have got away if it wasn't for these seniors that had that pride and not just laying down. And Andrew Smith, to me, kind of, you know, spearheaded that effort with that pride. He came through with 10 of his 12 points in that third quarter to give Clay County, you know, a fighting chance, and basically started that run. They got them where they tied this ball game. And two big threes. We talked about Andrew. He really shoot it from the outside, Doug, and, you know, just been a great Bulldog for Clay County and kept us in this ball game tonight.
Yeah, made that big run, like I said, and got us back even, helped us get back even. And as I said, is that senior pride showed up, and that's what you expect, and that's what you want.
Of course, the good news about it, no elimination here tonight. Clay County going to play again, so we'll have another opportunity to see Andrew hone his skills. And, you know, we often don't come in with critiques during this segment on the TDS Top Performer. I mentioned it earlier when we were live, and I'll throw it out one more time here. My only complaint about Andrew is go ahead and pull the trigger a little bit more. You know, don't you don't have to be selfless all the time. You know, seldom will he force anything. He's got to have maybe two wide open, and he's a good player. I'd like to see him even more involved, and I know Coach Edwards would have no issue with that either.
No, that's right. And one thing I also want to mention, Andrew, a solid defender that can guard about any position. Yeah. You know, we've seen him guard Eli Reagan and do a great job against Vega County tonight. He was tasked with that too, Doug.
Yeah, oh, yeah. And in that run, he made a lot of defensive plays and got some turnovers, deflections that keyed other scores in that besides his 10-point run he had. So he just a solid all-around player. And you can't tell how he's playing by the way you look at him.
That's right.
His emotions don't change. He just plays. You can't tell if he's got 50 or he's got none.
Yeah.
He just goes out there and plays.
That's a good point.
Great kid.
Andrew Smith, he was tonight's top performer, brought to you by TDS Disposal. They serve all of your waste management needs and are proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. The District 7A tournament, as far as Clay County's participation is concerned, is done. Clay County's ladies will be at home in Joe Sims Gym this coming Friday night when they host Merle Hyde. Should be a healthy black, purple, and gold win, but you never know. That is elimination basketball. We'll have coverage here on the Horizon Sports Network for those who can't physically come out. But if you can, come do so. Could be the last home game of the year for either squad. Not necessarily. Both of them could be back for sub-state action, and we hope that they are. But if they're back, it will be in the sub-state round. And then this coming Saturday night, Clay County's boys will enter the Region 4A tournament as the 4 seed. They'll go on the road to the number 1 seed out of District 8. Joe Burns Red Devils, a place that we've never broadcast from, also going to have that one. I will not be on hand Friday and Saturday night. You guys will have a special treat, I think. Former WLIV, and as far as I'm concerned, living broadcast legend, Craig Cantrell going to be on the call. So I may not ever be back. I may get replaced.
I don't know about that, Daniel. We'll let you take a two-game break, I guess. You know, that if we have to. But we are very fortunate to have Craig Cantrell coming on board with us for those two games. He'll travel to, I guess, Joe Burns with us Saturday night and be in Joe Sims' gym us alongside myself and Joe Sims Friday night.
Yeah. Looking forward to that.
Don't get any better than him either.
He's good.
And just if he's listening, we will have barbecue for you.
Oh, okay, there you go. Final thoughts, guys, before we sign off.
This is a great tournament here. So glad it's back at Livingston Academy. I always like to say I don't like anything about Livingston except for the district tournament being here. And great job by the football crew, yeah. Mattenhauser, the head coach, and great job by the tournament director and this crew, and just nothing like District 7A tournament, Doug.
That's it. Tournament plays the greatest in Middle Tennessee.
There you go.
I want to thank all of our sponsors also, especially the ones that chipped in to allow us to bring the live video, Daniel.
Absolutely. Eco Panels taking care of that tonight. Several others throughout the entire tournament. Very appreciative of all of them. Folks, that wraps it up. District 7A tournament is final for Clay County. We'll be back on Friday night here on the Horizon Sports Network. Until then, for Doug Strong and Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong. Wishing y'all a good night.